Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan. No CBS Sports Network right now. You can always listen to us, obviously, on WFAN 101.9 FM, 660 AM, the Odyssey app and streaming, and we will be there until 10 o'clock, as always, as Masters on the Range takes over on CBS Sports Network. They will do so for the rest of the week as we get ready for the 2025 Masters.
So have you selected your Masters bets yet?
I'm getting closer, yeah.
So
closer. When you, a lot of guys that I like.
When you do a golf tournament, because I don't bet on golf.
It's fun.
I know it is, but I only bet on golf when I play. Because I know I'm going to win, especially when I'm playing Wally Szczerbiak. Wally cash coming my way, baby.
Indeed, yeah.
Hey, by the way, all right, so What are your determining factors, and how many guys do you bet on?
Well, I mean, this year is going to be a little bit different. There's also the types of ways that you do it. So I'm going to be in a pool where you select five golfers where there is no salary cap or anything on it like a daily fantasy would have. And I'm also going to be playing FanDuel Daily Fantasy where there's dollar amounts attached to the guys. So you can't, you have to have your cap and all your golfers within the cap. So, my approach to what the pool is going to be is different to that. But, it's six golfers on FanDuel Fantasy. It's five golfers in the pool. And then I'll just be making some other top 20 bets, maybe a top 10 bet. So, for example, in where I can pick just about anybody, I don't want to give away some of these things, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ready to give these away. But there are in the pool where I could pick anybody, I'm going to build around the three guys that I like the most.
Okay.
And then the other two guys, I'm going to do four entries. And then the last two, I'm just going to, of the list of the other guys that I really like, I'm going to do different combinations of it. But, I mean, for me, it's if you are getting away in any sort of pool situation where you could pick anybody, if you're getting away from Scotty and Rory, you are overthinking this thing way too much. So those two guys are there. Now you got to think about, all right, that next tier now. And I think Colin Morikawa is going to be head and shoulders over the rest of the guys, the way that he plays Augusta, the way he's been playing. Is he going to choke on Sunday? Those are always questions that we have to ask. Then you got to start thinking about the live guys. Which guys there do you believe are going to play well? So I have determined those guys and which ones I picked out.
Let me just ask you this question, and this has nothing to do with your betting. I have no idea about how anybody is playing on the live tour. I don't even know how many tournaments they've played. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't care. It doesn't matter one iota to me.
Yeah.
So you are obviously aware of that.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if I'm going to bet the Masters and I'm going to be involved in this, then I have to know how it's going.
There's no way that Dustin Johnson can even come close to winning the Masters, given the way that he's played and has kind of fallen off the face of the earth.
Yeah, which is an interesting one because he still is hitting the ball unbelievably well, and he's someone who doesn't care about these live tournaments at all.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you got to focus in for 72 holes, 4 days, pressure, And you're going to tell me that you think that he's a potential.
That's not what I was going to say at all.
Okay.
What I was going to say is he's an interesting one because it wouldn't be surprising to me if he went out on Thursday and was in the top 10 on Thursday. But, like, is he going after day one? But is he going to keep that up throughout the rest of the tournament? Does he still have that ability to do so? He is so good, and he's won there before. Like, he's something, you know, he wouldn't surprise me if he did well, but he's not on my short list of people that I'm picking. Of the live guys, he is not one of the live guys
that
I'm going with.
When he first burst onto the scene, you know, everybody was jacked. Like, he could have been, like, the answer to Tiger Woods, like, the next coming of a great, like, golfer that could hit the ball a mile, and he had the look about him. He looked great, and then he got in trouble with a little cocaine and all that other stuff.
Yeah, a little cocaine, whatever. Little girlfriend, little trip and fall, little whatever.
But then it became when the Liv basically put the money in his pocket and everything. It was like he completely lost what it would take to be like a Masters champion or a major champion. I thought I don't know. I just that's me. I like what a waste of great talent.
Yeah.
And he got paid a lot of guaranteed money. And I kind of feel like he's the prime example of what happened when you get paid guaranteed money and you don't have to earn it. Now, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. I mean, you know, if I were a
little. Well, he did earn it, but then didn't, you know, he
now earned, he's got it. What's right. he doing with it?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a different, that's the different designation there. And he doesn't care what anybody thinks. And I really believe him when, you know, I actually wish I had part of that personality. I wouldn't want to just completely not care about my game, which I don't think he completely doesn't care about his game, but he's not as focused. But he really, like, when he says he doesn't care what people think of him, he really doesn't care.
I'm saying is that his personal life is great. They look like they have a lot of fun. She's all over Instagram with him, and it's fantastic. That part of life for him is a 10, it looks like. But his golf game, I mean, that was the beauty of everybody playing together and having to play for something as opposed to having something guaranteed.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm John Rahm says he misses it, right? I think Brooks Koepka kind of falls a little bit in that category because he felt like, you know, maybe he couldn't win a Masters anymore or a major anymore because of the injuries, and then he comes back and wins one.
Right, he does. So, yeah, I mean, there's different guys. You know, you get, you know, someone like Phil who goes there and is completely inspired because of all the negativity that he had to get in the best shape of his life and start playing great again. You had someone like Bryson who is as popular as he's ever been. So, you know, some guys went there and fell off the face of the earth, and others have gone there and found a different gear. So that's another part of it, you know. And then, you know, there's guys who is, you know, younger guys that you like, all right, you know, Ludvig Åberg last year came in second. Is he missed the last two cuts, but he is a machine. You know, what are you doing with him? You know, there's so many different levels of this, and I've become a complete nerd in it, but I can't wait. But I've got my short list down of guys I really like. And, you know, I think you have to, you know, I mean, the most interesting thing outside of the gambling part of it is going to be the Scotty Rory thing.
Can Scotty win three out of the last four?
And can Rory actually do it?
One.
And the way that those guys are playing right now, man, it has the potential to be massive. And
you know, it would be great if you had Scotty and let's say Bryson in one twosome. And you had Rory and maybe John Rahm in the other.
Yeah, I see.
And that would be the final two pairings on Sunday.
You know what would be even better, I think, would be like Scotty and Colin and Rory and Shane Lowry, and because it's a Ryder Cup year. Because those guys really don't like one another, you know, when it comes to those things. And when it gets down to the Ryder Cup, I think the Live PGA thing is kind of, I don't know, it's softened a little bit. I think all that's kind of in the past now.
Well, President Trump is basically saying they're going to try to, you know, get these groups together, and hopefully that will happen for me, it's the game of golf. You know, they keep talking about growing the game of golf. All they're talking about is growing the money pot for the players who are playing golf.
Yeah, just like every other sport.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So what I hear, we're growing the game of golf. The only thing in a way that they did grow it is that because of all those players that left to go to Live, it gave other players an opportunity to win some big tournaments that you would have never heard of before.
Sure.
Like even like the Texas Valero Open, this 30 guys in there you've never heard of before.
No, I know. I mean, and I'll, which is not great for the PGA Tour, but, you know, if you're someone who's gambling on it, you could definitely find some, you know, some value in there if you pick some of these guys. But I think that, like, betting those things and ramping up to the Masters, if you're going to play the Masters, meaning gamble on the Masters, then it's critical to see how those guys are doing. And, you know, and there's also, you know, stats on people who have played the week before and then how they did the Masters. Guys who take that week off, you know, stuff like that.
Do you know how many total live events are there?
Live events?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
It's like eight?
It's got to be around. They just played Trump Doral, obviously. 14.
So there's 14 live events.
Yeah.
You'd have to shave the live events, and you'd have to shave some of the PGA Tour events, and then you'd have to try to kind of link the both of them together and kind of spread things out. And then you'd have to require a certain amount of, and I know that they have requirements now, but you'd have to require almost every single player to play in every single tournament.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you can't be doing this and you guys making all this money and you take it 2 weeks off so the Texas Valero Open gets screwed.
Yeah, of course, or the Mexico Open or the...
You know, some of them you want to get rid of, I get it. You're going to have to, and maybe, I don't know, you could put it somewhere else, but the only way I think that these things can come together is if they both kind of share their platforms. But I think Liv is going to have to come around and say, look, we're going to have to go back to the way the PGA Tour runs golf tournaments.
Yeah.
They're going to be running Liv golf tournaments with PGA Tour players, right, playing 3 days and shotgun starting. What, you got to be kidding me? Music playing and everything else?
I don't know how they're going to figure it out. I mean, to me, like, how many of these events, though, that are these Liv guys really missing? All right, so the Players is one of them for sure. Okay. You know, you can't deny that one. Is the Genesis Open one that they're dying to play in?
Anyone that's elevated now, they're dying to play in.
But no, but the money that they're making, I mean, they still get money to win the live events. I'm just talking from, forget about the money standpoint for a second. Just like there's nobody paying attention to these guys when they're in Riyadh playing golf, whereas the PGA Tour, we're paying attention to the Players. TPC Sawgrass might be a place that they miss because it's challenging, right?
But if they're going to link up together again, Then you're gonna have to play in those golf tournaments. That's all there is to it.
Yeah,
and maybe you do have a cut or something that you can whittle the field down so it doesn't get too cumbersome on Saturday and Sunday. But you know, I was just trying to think of all the different machinations that you got to go through. So if you stayed on the PGA Tour, you now have equity in the tour. You actually are a part owner of the tour, and you'll receive that equity after 8 years on the tour. So if you're a LIV golfer, you've already been paid your money or you're guaranteed a certain amount of money, but you have to see it through your contract. So both groups have been paid. Now I think if you kind of mold them together, what would happen then is if you win the tournament, you win the money from the respective tour that you're playing in the tournament you're playing. And you'll have your guaranteed, you know, expenses paid at both ends. But the LIV players are not going to get equity in the PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour players are not going to get guaranteed money like the LIV Tour players. That's the only way I think you could somehow come together.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and I know they got a lot of momentum there going, but the other part of it, as you mentioned, is like it's a completely different product. I mean, you some of these things like the party holes that you have, like there's one of those in the PGA Tour, you know, and that is 16 at the Waste Management.
Well, I mean, 17 at the Players.
But it's not a party hole.
But it is a...
It's an iconic hole that people watch, but it's not like the playing music and the beers are flying and everything. That happens at every one of the... There's a DJ and there's beers and music.
That stuff's got to end.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like it's like these things are... So there's all these things that you're talking about, and then they're going to have to completely change the way that Liv does things if they want to. But you can't have that stuff.
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, well, if they want to put these two tours together, I don't see how you can, you know, it's like playing two different sets of rules.
Right. I mean, so someone's going to have to cave on that. It's not going to be the PGA Tour. Like, they're not going to have, you know, Bubba Watson and the Range Goats out there at Pebble Beach wearing their they're neon pink and set up a DJ
exactly. They're not going to do that at the Master. Well, obviously, that's a major, so it doesn't matter. But in other words, these players come together at the majors. I don't understand how they in order for them to come together, they're going to have to kind of put the schedules together, figure out where the best places that we have and we get the most support, and then use it that way and then try to trim down the schedule on the PGA Tour to be able to fit in the live events.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting time with the sport because there's more younger people playing than ever. There's more people playing than ever. There's more digital eyeballs on the game than there ever was. But then you've got these major issues in the professional game. Where the Masters is going to be a huge deal, as it always is. U.S. Open at Oakmont is going to be a huge deal. But, I mean, the rest of the time, it's disjointed. It's weird. There's more people watching, you know, fat guys eating pizza and drinking beer, doing challenges than they are the Cognizant Classic.
Because all the personalities in golf have split.
Well, yeah, that's why.
And people are annoyed at that, and they'd rather see fat guys eating pizza and, you know, slamming the ball all over the place, not making... you know, nearly the money that these other, you know, titled athletes are making.
Because they feel like they're watching themselves, and they can relate to those guys. And that's why Bryson noticed that and was like, okay, I'm going to show my personality on YouTube, and now he's more popular than he's ever been.
But I also know that, you know, what we want to see is what we really want to see is what we are seeing with the majors. So if the LIV guys can do it in the majors, then somehow they can fold these two tours together, and they can come up with a solution to make sure everybody's playing and everybody's financially whole and everybody's happy.
Yeah. I mean, if you drop the Cognizant Classic or the Mexico Open or something like that and add the Trump Doral one at LIV, you know, if they could find a way to kind of get rid of the...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You would have to mold it together, and you'd have to come up with some sort of unification of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... if you want to play the LIV events the way LIV kind of runs the events, but expand it to 72 holes, then maybe you got something.
Yeah. Do you like anybody there, or you just haven't done your prep yet for the Masters? You got a feel about anything?
I want Scotty to win his third out of 4 years.
All right.
You know, and I'd like to see, like I just told you, this is what I like to see on Sunday. I'd like to see a couple of those LIV guys, you know, that are great players playing against the PGA Tour guys that have been, you know, been grinding it out all year until this point.
You know, if you think about it too, if you do mold the two tours together, at some point, you know, these PGA guys are going to end up playing overseas at some point, right? Because you got these Australia, the LIV, you got Riyadh, you got Dubai.
They're foreigners. They don't care. They just want money.
There you go.
They don't care.
They don't care
about anything.
Anything.
At all, especially these days.
About anything.
You know, the amazing thing is that if you remember the LIV players when this whole thing started, what they said.
Yeah, it was more money and more time with your family.
I want to spend more time at home and play less golf.
Yeah, and get paid more.
And get paid more money. Why would I say no to that?
Yeah.
So now we're talking about putting these two tours together and basically adding more time away from their families.
Yeah, we all know that was BS.
Okay.
As long as they're getting the money that they think that they deserve, they'll be fine.
Like Bubba Watson has fallen off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the guys who had, but not every LIV guy has, though. I mean, like, Phil hasn't, Bryson hasn't, Joaquin Neiman hasn't, Sergio hasn't.
But you know what? It has nothing to do with what they've done at LIV.
No. No, nothing. Exactly.
A lot of these guys, like Phil Mickelson, is a legend in the golf world.
Right.
And he's because of his accomplishments on the PGA Tour, and maybe he became the heel because of what he and Greg Norman thought was going to be the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, Phil walked into that meeting, that initial, I wouldn't say the initial meeting, but when the whole thing was getting ready to be announced about LIV, if you remember, they had a big tour meeting of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he had everybody on his side.
Yeah.
He thought he had Rory, he thought he had Tiger, he thought he had this one, he thought he had that one. And then he goes out there by himself, and he got shivved in the back. Well, he may have shivved them in the back, but then they shivved him in the back as well. It was a double shiv spot.
It was a double shiv spot. It was a double-ended shiv.
Because he was, like Greg Norman, so disgusted with Monahan and the PGA Tour, and that they felt like they weren't making enough money, that they had come up with these ideas, and they basically laughed at him.
Yeah. And, you know, just like we talk about with the NIL stuff and college sports and all that, like, all this stuff we talk about is real and it's happening. But, like, once Thursday morning hits, I ain't thinking about any of it. Like, I'm really not. I'm going to be so into these guys playing, the beauty of it, the springtime, and there are so many good players. And, I mean, you get some sort of crazy Scotty Rory head-to-head on Sunday, it would be massive.
You know what's amazing, and I know we got to go for a break here. What's amazing is, remember when Tiger was on this assault on all the majors, on the Masters, and everybody's going, oh, he's going to overtake Jack Nicklaus. He's going to overtake Jack Nicklaus as the greatest golfer of all time. He may be the greatest needle mover of all time within golf.
Yeah.
But Jack has 6 Masters titles.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many Tiger has?
It's 4?
5.
5, yeah.
Couldn't overtake him at the Masters titles.
Right, yeah. Yep. By the way, I saw this unbelievable clip of Jack Nicklaus and Johnny Miller out there in front of people, like, wearing mics, and they were playing each other.
How long ago?
It was probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
And they say it was probably, I don't know, 35-foot putt that was right off the fringe. And Johnny Miller was like, you can't putt that. You just can't putt that. It was like up a hill, down a hill, the whole thing. And Jack's like, well, you can if it's a good putt. Can make it. You know? Johnny Miller's like, you can't make it. You got to chip it. He's like, well, if you hit a good putt. You know, he sounded like what's his face? The actor, Jimmy, what the hell, from A Wonderful Life?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. He sounded like Jimmy Stewart. And he's like, oh, if you hit a good putt, you know. So he goes up there. He hits this putt from 35, 40 feet away. It's like it left and right and up and down. And it goes in the hole. He's like, told you. It's unbelievable that he still could do this.
Yep.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I saw Al had a fun little experiment with Grok, and then I did the same thing, and the answers are hilarious. So Al, explain what you did in the last segment with Grok.
So I just happened to see that next to profiles on X, there's a Grok button. So I just clicked it, and it summarizes the person's Twitter feed to tell you what they're about in case you're interested in following them but want to see what they tweet about. So that's what I did. And then mine was just very bizarre, although I guess it did get me correctly in that it says, I'm a radio personality and Jets fan. I brew Americanos at home and believe the government's hiding alien truths while drones spy on our water.
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate, yeah.
So I did it a different way because I didn't see that button. So I asked Grok, I said, what do you know about me based on my X profile? So it comes back with, Greg Giannotti, a Long Island native who reps his roots hard, believes Zach Wilson thrives in chaos, and isn't afraid to wipe his ass with a slime balls book while calling out NFL media's gutless takes.
Isn't afraid to wipe his ass with a slime balls book?
That's right, Grok, I'm not afraid. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. What does it put when you hit that button, Boomer? What happens there?
So for me, it just says reflects his personality as a former NFL quarterback, broadcaster, public figure. As of the current date of April 8, 2025, his activity on X shows a mix of personal engagement, sports commentary, promotions of causes close to him, such as his work with his own foundation, blah, 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 blah. His post office include interactions with fans, fellow broadcasters, and sports personalities showing a blend of humor and insight.
Boring.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, wait, we'll see. He's been known to playfully correct mistaken identities like being confused for Phil Sims.
Wow.
And shares pride in his son's milestones, emphasizing hope and inspiration.
That's pretty good. I like that. Man, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not overly curated.
Yeah,
that's
what
it says.
I also don't believe Zach Wilson thrives in chaos either. I don't know where the hell you got that from.
That's funny.
All right, Jerry, what's happening with you, man?
What is going on? We got the Mets and the Yankees. One team won, one team lost. We'll start last night with the Mets beating the Marlins.
Pitch. Lined in the air, left center field, and deep out toward the wall. It is a one-hopper off the fence. Lindor rounds third. He's heading home. Cutoff throw to the plate is not in time. Lindor slides in feet first safely. Juan Soto goes to the gap in left center field and gives the Mets a 1-0 lead on a double.
And that was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. The Mets would wind up beating the Marlins 2-0 as they would also get a Tyrone Taylor RBI single in the eighth inning. Yeah, that would be kind of cool, right? After Jose Siri had stolen second base after pinch running for Mark Vientos, who walked. Francisco Lindor, three hits, a run scored. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, a combined 7-for-11, all good. Here was Taylor on Mets Odyssey Radio postgame. How about this 5-game winning streak?
I honestly had no idea we had won 5 in a row until you just said that right now. now. So I think things are going great. The vibes are going well, and just looking forward to keep it going.
Had no idea. Interesting. Here's Lindor, 1,500 career hits now. Thoughts?
It means I've been in the big leagues for 10 years plus. It's special. It's definitely special. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be in the position
what
I'm
you
in.
See now?
So I asked him about Jerry Recco, Grock. Personality-wise, Recco comes across as a straight-shooting, hard-working guy with a cynical edge that's become part of his on-air persona. Listeners and colleagues like Greg Giannotti, who called him a true pro back in 2017, praise his reliability. But some, as seen in online chatter, find him abrasive or agitated at times, especially when he is pressed on air by his cohorts. This could be a bit of a reflection of his New York, New Jersey demeanor or just the grind of juggling multiple gigs. He is a self-described avid golfer and Dallas Cowboys fan, which adds a personal layer to his sports take.
He's finding something other than you're finding.
Yeah, so he's asking Grock about you. I'm just clicking
right,
on...
Right, so then I... Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, time out. Then I said to Grock also, what do you think about Jerry Recco?
Well, I don't want Grock's opinion.
Sure. He's a grinder who's carved out a niche in a competitive market, balancing technical skill with relatable, if occasionally gruff, style. His longevity at WFAN suggests he's good at what he does, even if he's not the headline star like Boomer. His multi-sport, multi-platform presence shows adaptability, and his local ties give him authenticity.
A big
ball
of crap.
Even though at times he can be irritable on the air. Whether he's playing that up or not, I'm not sure, but he's a solid figure.
Oh, that's good. That's very nice.
If you prefer a polish, he might feel a little rough around the edges. Either way, he's undeniably a fixture in the tri-state sports scene.
Who really gives a crap? Did you get the point or didn't you? You know what he needed? A point in his ass. That's what he needed. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a right. That,
yes. That was a Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brandon. Mm-hmm. That is a lot different than what Al had shown me. All right, so the Mets have won 5 in a row. Here was Ryan Stanek, who closed it out. The bullpen, 4 scoreless innings. Why has this bullpen been so good early on?
I don't know. I think a lot of guys just see the guy in front of them doing their job and don't want to be the one that doesn't. I think it's just...
Well, and it's working because they have been sensational. It wasn't just Stanek last night, but Danny Young and Jose Buto as well. You got Clay Holmes, Connor Gillespie going this afternoon. First pitch, Mets Odyssey Radio at 4:10.
You know what? Bientos needs to have a big one of these days. He's got to break out.
Well, I didn't mind his at-bats yesterday. He walked 3 times. So, but yeah, as far as actually hitting the ball,
yes.
Then he does need to break out.
Not much from third base or second base.
Yeah.
I got more from catcher, and he's not even a starting catcher.
All true. The Yankees, meantime, lost in Detroit.
Spent some time with the Rangers. His pitch swung on, hit down the left field line. That is trouble. That is gone. Andy Abundis reached down and got it and hooked it. And got it just over the second fence out there.
Yes, he did. Dave Sims on the fan. A 3-run homer for Ibanez gave the Tigers a 3-0 lead. They would beat the Yankees 6-2. Justin Henry, Malloy, a 2-run single in the 5th. Here was Rodon on that pitch to Ibanez that was sent over the wall.
Yeah, I was changed up. I pulled down and in, and, you know, so it's like a no-no zone to him. So he made a good swing, of course, and put him up 3 runs, so a ball was supposed to be down and away for Chase, and just did not execute that pitch.
Rodon, the loss. Today it'll be Carrasco and Skubal on Sports Radio 660 AM. Coverage at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. The Nationals beat the Dodgers 6-4 earlier in the day. You did have the Dodgers at the White House. Here was President Trump. Shohei Ohtani, well, quite an impressive figure, as we know.
Looks like a movie star. He's got a good future, I'm telling you. He shattered all of those records last year.
I'd say he's got a pretty good future, yes. And I think, was it the Declaration of Independence he took a picture by in the Oval Office? Did you see
that? I did not see that, no.
It was I'm telling you, Ohtani could not have looked happier.
Eating the cats.
Oh, no, they're not eating the cats. All right, college basketball, the national championship game.
Florida now, down 3 with the basketball.
We don't need to. Here's Todd Golden. Florida won, we know. They won 65-63. Here is the Florida head coach on CBS in terms of getting it done.
We did what we did all year. We stayed the course. We have the best backcourt in America. I think we have the best frontcourt in America.
And like we've done all year, we made plays when we needed the most. We guarded our butts off down the stretch, made every 50-50 winning play.
Yes, they did, and national champions for a third time. Will Richard at 18 points and 8 rebounds as Houston falls, and Kelvin Sampson unable to get that elusive championship.
Two great teams, two tough teams. You know, we lost by 2 points. They made a one more play than we did tonight.
Yes, they did. No question about it. And with that, the college basketball season comes to an end. And the Ranger season might be coming to an end sooner than they would like. They had an important game last night against the Lightning. And boy, things got away quickly.
There's Kucherov again, controlling the puck. Down low, Gensel pass across, and they stuff it in. Braden Point. Shoot. Shesterkin tried to keep it out. He did it the first time, but they overpowered him.
It was 3 goals in 1:45. The Lightning, a 3-0 lead. They would beat the Rangers 5-1. Point scored twice on the night. Also had another power play goal in the third. Kucherov and Gord scoring in that little spurt there. Here was Peter Laviolette, very quick and to the point.
We needed to win a game tonight. We didn't win, so... there's been a lot of that through the course of the year.
There has. And then one from Vincent Trocheck. What happened with those three quick goals?
Just a couple mental lapses, I think. Just obviously the one PK, couple penalties, and then a turnover on the first 5-on-5 goal.
Mental lapses, not what you want at this stage of the season.
No, we've had nothing but mental lapses since December.
I know.
Well, actually, since the season started. I told you when they started.
I know.
It was great. It was like... fool's gold because the goalies were unbelievable, and then all of a sudden the Trouba thing happened, then the Kako thing, then the Heedle thing, and then this thing, then that thing.
A lot of things.
A lot of drama surrounding the team. No heart, no desire, no fight. Although I thought that they fought pretty good last night. They got a good off to a good start, and then all of a sudden, about a minute and 45 seconds, bing, in a blink.
Yep, the
was 3-0.
Yep, exactly. You got the Devils playing the Bruins tonight and the Islanders playing the Predators. Time now for Moment of the Day. It's a little on the lengthy side, if you will, and I don't usually include myself in these, but I know the guys liked it, so Boomer was looking right at me earlier this morning and asking me specifically about the Mets changing their start time today, suggesting that we have not gotten out of winter just yet.
Why are they doing it?
I think because of the winds tonight.
Yeah, temperature. Winds.
Temperature's not great, but I think the wind's 25 miles an hour, which is going to make it tough.
Very uncomfortable.
I would think so.
Winter-like, right?
Yeah, winter weather in the spring, yeah. Yeah, sucks. Maybe you just can't let go of that, can you? We're going to get a chilly day in June. You know, it's still winter. No, it's not numbnut, it's June.
Wow. Jesus.
I mean, that face.
You have to just relax, Captain Sunshine.
I'm very relaxed.
I mean, all I'm saying is that it's cold and it's windy.
And I hear
and
you.
And it's very winter-like, and I saw snow in Detroit.
It's April 8th. So did I. I did watch the second inning. It was coming down. It was flurries, but it looked like snow.
You saw snow yesterday. What did you think of?
I said that baseball touches all four seasons. That's what
right.
I thought.
So meaning that it was winter.
Yeah.
It's not winter. It's
spring. Just, man, the face that Jerry made when he was impersonating what he thinks you're going to sound like in June was, man, I would be offended if I were you. He
looked like a squirrel.
Yeah, I know. He scrunched his face together.
Oh, I guess it's still winter.
And then he said, no, it's not numbnuts. I mean, that was an attack.
It was attack, I know.
Because I constantly get attacked. Hey, you know, it's 41 degrees. It's more like winter.
Yeah, first of all, I don't talk like that. That's how you talk.
I don't talk like that at all.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that impression is. I'm not sure.
Hey, you look like you're dressed up like golf. You gonna hit yourself in the face with a golf ball tonight? That'd be hilarious. Maybe you'll die.
Man, Jerry, you have some internal issues that you have to get through.
Moment of the day, guys.
Why Grock feels that way about you?
Yeah, I don't know.
His gruff exterior.
Sometimes comes across as agitated.
You know what? There's only so many times you can get punched before you have to punch back. That's all.
That was the punch back.
A little bit of a punch back. That's it.
All right. It's all good.
All good.
Oh, yeah.
It's the... take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, one of these things, it took me a second. I was like, where did I know that name from? I know that name from somewhere. And then it hit me as I was scrolling through X, and it was a video of a guy boxing, and it says, who's next for George Kambosos Jr.? Does that name ring a bell at all to you? We told the story once on the air. It's definitely something that is more in my life than yours, but I told the story, and I remember you laughing at the story. So this was, it was a couple years ago. And it was there was a buy where DAZN had bought some ads on WFAN.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember now. Okay.
Yes. And I thought I was going on a call with the client about, you know, what to talk about in the reads. And the next thing you know, there's George Kambosos Jr. pops up on the Zoom, all tatted up. I go, what the hell's he doing here? They go, all right, whenever you're ready, Gio, here we go. 3, 2, 1. I said, for what? He goes, oh, your interview. I said, what? I never heard of this guy.
There is nothing worse than being unprepared.
And unprepared, like, this was a low-level boxing match I knew nothing about. This wasn't one of those things where it was like, hey, you know, what do you think of the NFL draft? Okay, you can do that in your sleep. This was an interview with asking George Kambosos Jr. about his career and his fight. I didn't even know he was fighting.
Well, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're on a Zoom. Like, who put you on the Zoom and who thought that it was supposed to be an interview? Was some sales geek here?
Yeah, I there was some sort of miscommunication.
And
obviously,
where did the interview go?
Nowhere. Because at the end, I was like, I don't know what you're planning on doing with that, but like, I was like, so, like, when you're getting in the ring, like, what's the thing you think about to get you all fired up, you know? And he's like, this Australian guy's like, well, you know, I just think about my childhood, where I came from, and, you know, running around all the dirt in my nose, and I want to go out there and kill somebody. I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing?
How long did you have to keep the charade on for?
It was probably 6 or 7 minutes. Yeah, I mean, because he had long answers. I think I ended up asking like three questions, but he had long answers.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God. It was not his fault. This
that was
poor.
Like the one time I interviewed the late, great Bill Walton.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I asked him one question, and he had a run-on sentence for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I just sat there like, and when you're not with them in person, you're mm-hmm. doing it over Zoom.
Yeah.
I remember I interviewed Vitaly Klitschko at the outcome. Or at the beginning, I should say, the beginning of the Ukraine-Russian war.
Mm.
And he was just screaming. I could barely understand a word he was saying. He speaks English, and he understands it well. And he was coming from Kyiv.
Oh.
And we were doing it on a satellite.
Oh, geez.
Holy mackerel. That was...
How'd that go?
Not good. I mean, it was a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of interview disasters that have gone on. I mean, the first Aaron Rodgers one definitely was horrendous.
But to his credit, he came back next year.
He was good, yeah, the next year.
And he's great, yeah.
I remember one, actually, that he's not in there right now. He's getting the podcast stuff ready for after the show. But there was one where we were in the control room. I was actually, so it was Mike and the Mad Dog with Serena Williams. And Serena was just not having it that day for whatever reason. And Eddie was producing, and I was running the board as a part-timer. And I remember it was because Dog was all excited as a tennis guy. He was all excited for Serena coming on. And she was giving, like, one- or two-word answers. You know, and then Mike just decided to, like, just sit out. You know, he just decided just to forget this. I don't want any part of this. So, and this was the time where, like, you couldn't. You know how, like, we have our relationship here where whatever goes on, we can laugh at each other, whatever. That was not the case back then. Like, if you were seen, like, laughing at the hosts or whatever's going on, it was not good. So, I guess it was a point in Serena's career where she didn't seem as aggressive with her play. So, Dog goes, hey, you know, where is the tiger in Serena that we saw in her career? Like, where's that tiger in you? And she just goes, roar, was her answer. Eddie and I are just like... in the control room, and then Eddie has his mouth closed. Don't laugh, don't move, don't make a move. Do you remember this, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, that was one of, like, the worst interviews
ever. And you could not actually enjoy the interview or laugh at what was happening?
Not openly.
No.
But they couldn't hear you laughing in
but
there.
But they could see us.
They could see us.
Yeah. And you just would, like, kind of, like, look forward stone face and just be, like, jiggling. I mean, when she did that roar.
Man, if you guys are jiggling in there, there's a lot of jiggling going on.
What was she promoting? Something like something like under the tongue, something or other?
That I don't remember. But she just did. She probably did 50
like
interviews
sheets,
that day.
Maybe?
Sheets? I don't remember that. But Sheets, not the gas station convenience store place.
That's with a Z, right?
Yeah.
No, Sheets, it was like the thing I think you put under your tongue for, like, to freshen your breath, or on your tongue, like the Listerine.
Oh, yeah, Listerine sheets.
Yeah, all right.
Holy
I got
sheets.
Yeah.
I remember interviewing her as well. It probably was around this time because she had won Sports Illustrated Person of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hosting that. And part of the hosting was interviewing her.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that night she was great.
Yeah,
she was all dolled up and
sure.
There were, you know, 1,000 people there and it was great.
Yeah, that's the way it is with a lot of the Uber celebrities is, you know, it depends what day. She's probably doing 10 million interviews. There's a PR person handing her a phone. You know, Dog's all excited about it. She has no idea. She hears this guy who sounds like an alien on the other end of the line criticizing her, you know, whatever fire that she's got at this point in her career. She's just having none of it. So, yeah, that was an unbelievable one. But, yeah, I mean, those moments when you are in the control room as a young radio person and you're like, it's the funniest thing you've ever had happen to you, but you're also scared to death at the same time that someone's going to scream at you for
really,
laughing.
What was the fallout from the interview? Was there any fallout from the interview?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I think Dog just came in and was just like, man, I tell you, I don't know what's going on with her, but geez, she gave you nothing. Gave you nothing.
Yeah. Just, well, and him with tennis, man, he could reflect back on Margaret Court, for God's sake.
I know. So I think that was why he was so disappointed. He's like, wow, I'm getting Serena on the show. I get to interview Serena Williams. And she was just like, yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, well, she didn't want to move the needle that day.
Yeah. And Mike was there, right? He was there
You know, I don't know. It could have been a dog solo day, but
I remember him being on the right hand side. He would, when he was solo, he would go to Mike's seat, though, wouldn't he? Or no? I guess not.
I was saying, you know, if Mike were there and he knew that dog was the expert in tennis,
yeah,
why even get involved?
He didn't. I don't know. For what, he was either not there or didn't.
Let him do it. Let him do it.
Yeah, that was something else.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.